All right, Porch Talk, September 22nd with Mikey and Xavier. NFL week three reactions and takeaways. We could start with Mikey at the top of the hour here with the 49ers reactions. I feel like my take of Niners winning nine games just gets sweeter by the week. So I'm going to stand on that one for a little bit.
It doesn't look bad right now, I'm going to be honest with you. But the reason why that is just, I mean, the Niners, yes, they did not play well that game. I don't think the defense played well that game. Some catches were drops. Jake Moody being terrible, you know. Brock Purdy did his thing. Let me go straight into this. Juwan Jennings is that $140 million net. Brandon Ayuk should be making a minimum low $1 million. He is terrible. I cannot stand him. All the benching and moaning for all this money just for him to be dropping balls, just for him to look like the wide receiver three. If anything, it should be Debo, Juwan Jennings, and Ricky Purcell. That's wide receiver one, two, and three. Brandon Ayuk has not proved that he deserves that contract at all so far. And it sucks to say, I was a Brandon Ayuk fan. I was saying at the beginning, like, he was worth it. He's worth it. But I can't defend him no more. There's nothing more I can say about him. He does not deserve that money.
So we're jumping ship week three.
Come on, man. Let's say back in the day,
Danny Amendola.
Let's say he was out there bitching and moaning for $140 million, so bitching and moaning for a contract, and he doesn't do jack shit, and Wes Welker is outperforming him. How would you feel?
Well, Wes Welker played about 9 years before him, so I'd be really confused, to be honest.
Okay, man.
I'd be a little thrown off by how Wes Welker would be doing that, but
man,
in the hypothetical world, in your analogy, I can see what you mean.
Like, your star wide receiver isn't doing jack shit, and your wide receiver three is outperforming him, you know?
Yeah, I can see what you mean. But are we really jumping ship week three?
I mean,
go ahead, Xavier, what'd you say?
And if y'all would have won a Super Bowl, he would probably have been the Super Bowl MVP.
Who, Juwan Jennings?
Yeah.
I don't know if I should tolerate this.
If he won the Super Bowl last year, I think he would have got MVP. He had a passing touchdown. I think he had a receiving touchdown. By the way, I called that he would have a passing touchdown because inside he used to play quarterback. I don't know if it was college or high school. He had quarterback in him before, and I called it that he had a touchdown.
But I feel like that's nonsense. Any fucking NFL athlete played every position. Like, okay. You can tell me Vince Wilfork probably got some fucking slot wide receiver snaps in there in high school. Wide receiver,
Ryan,
college.
Ryan Hannon used to play wide receiver.
Who?
Ryan Hannon used to play wide receiver.
Like a Ricky Pearsall type of thing?
I don't know if he was nice today. They say he played receiver.
I could see Ryan. Was he like an X-type wide receiver? Is he a slot receiver? Where is Ryan Tanning lining up?
I gotta go see that tape.
We gotta find the Ryan Tannehill wide receiver tapes. But
I'm mad at my Dolphins.
I was about to say, let's get to the Dolphins.
I'm mad at my Dolphins. The offense is terrible. I expected Thompson to do better because he almost won us a playoff game 2 years ago in Buffalo.
Yeah, Dolphins fans love to hold on to that 2 years ago in Buffalo. The amount of times I heard that brought up this week, that 2 years ago in Buffalo. But go ahead, keep going.
They still beat the Patriots or whatever. But the offense is terrible. The offense was terrible. I mean, the defense forced two interceptions, but I don't know, man. I really don't know. I ain't gonna lie, we're on my day. Like, as soon as we lost, I started watching Laker highlights. I'm ready for basketball. I'm done with the Dolphins.
We're jumping ship on the Dolphins in week three also. Niners and Dolphins have both jumped ship week three.
I feel like if Tua played, you would have beat him.
I mean, yeah, but is Tua ever going to play again?
I don't know, man. I think...
Like, Skylar Thompson could be your guy for the next 3 to 5 years, for all you know.
Nah, hell no.
You better like it, too. You better accept that Skylar Thompson's going to be...
Let's go get Wilson. Get him no more than Wilson. Oh, yeah.
Russ is a Dolphin? I can see that.
Let's go get Wilson. or let's get somebody to draft.
You guys have Tyler Huntley, too. He backed up Lamar for a couple of years.
Or get Bryce Young out of Carolina and put him into Miami.
Do you think that Carolina's already kicking the tires on some Bryce Young value? Just seeing what they can get?
I don't know if they would do that.
I was just about to say, look at what Andy did today. 36 on the Raiders. But we did have like a rage quit moment from a couple players there, which was interesting to see. Antonio Pierce had some words post game. Did you see that? Said some players made some business decisions.
But Mike, what did I tell you? I said the Rams was gonna play y'all good. I told you the Rams is not a bad team.
The Rams
are not a bad team.
The Rams didn't win that game. The Niners lost it.
The 49ers should have won that game 150 times. That team sucks.
Yeah, it's hell no. Kyle Williams ran all over through their defense.
What?
Kyron Williams ran all through that defense.
Oh yeah, Kyron had a big game. I had him on the bench this week, so I had Kamara on the bench last week and Kyron on the bench this week. Yeah, fantasy's been fucking rough.
Is he out?
Who?
No. Probably, honestly.
Yeah, the Niners can't catch a break with the injury shit right now.
Yeah. Who's next on Niners injury list?
So I think it was Ricky Pearsall going down to a 14-year-old Norteño in San Francisco. I think that's what really threw off the mojo for the locker room for the season. Yeah, I think that's what maybe threw off the voodoo for that Santa Clara system there.
I don't know. Brock Purdy had an amazing game. He played well. He had a good game. Brandon Ayuk can't catch a ball. Ronnie Bell, don't want to talk about it. Jake Moody, he's not reliable. I was just about to say something. I had something.
Leave Jake Moody alone.
Oh. I want to jump real quick to the Minnesota Vikings. Sam Darnold, USC legend, man.
Sammy
I've
Sam.
I've been saying it all along. Last night, like at 1, 2 a.m., I dropped Matthew Stafford, pick him up on the waiver, and he did wonders for my team.
I saw that. I woke up to that notification that you were starting Sam this week. That was a good one.
I
was my generation's Paul Revere with Sam Darnold in this offseason. I was trying to preach it. I was trying to let everybody know that Sam with Jefferson was going to be a problem. And look what happened.
Yeah,
Sam Darnold is the MVP favorite after 3 weeks.
I mean, is he every favorite?
Yeah. At this point?
That is crazy. I mean, he has been playing pretty freaking well. I'm not going to lie. It's just crazy to say Sam Darnold is playing crazy. I mean, he did learn from Brock Purdy, so that explains a lot, you know? So.
Oh, hell no, don't even say that shit.
He said it himself, he learned from Brock Purdy when he was a backup over there in San Francisco last year.
Yeah, we'll skip.
He had a lot of experience, but he was never bad, like. He had a lot of experience, at least. He had no damn weapons in the corner.
You put him on that shitty Jets team. Like, this man was a third overall pick for a reason. Sam Darnold is...
Brock Purdy was good, though.
Yeah.
He could run. He could run.
The Niners are just, I don't know. There's always going to be something missing with the Niners.
I mean, if we can't stay healthy, then yeah, I understand that.
But 34 on Houston from Sam and company, that's crazy.
Yeah.
If you would have told me that Minnesota won that game, I would have believed you. But if you would have told me they won by that much, that's an interesting amount going into week four for Houston.
They might win it. They're going to win the division. They're going to probably win the division.
Minnesota?
We got to see them play against the Lions.
You have Minnesota coming out of the division?
I said they might. I got to see them play against the Lions. Because the Lions, they looked good. They beat the Cardinals today, so.
Lions don't look great, though. That game was kind of, that was a, I don't
what
know.
About the Cowgirls?
I just want to bring up the Viking schedule real quick. So they have Green Bay next week, the Jets the next week, Detroit the next week, the Rams the next week. So your next four is Green Bay, Jets, Detroit and the Rams.
That's a good thing for.
Yeah, if they went three out of those four games, then I really believe.
Who do you have them beating though? Because that Jets game, that's going to be a good game. That's at 6:30, so that's in God knows what country. Definitely not America. Or Detroit, that's going to be a good game too. That Rams team just beat the Niners too, so we can't rule them out either. Malik Willis is playing well. So what, do you have them beating Green Bay?
Yeah.
In Green Bay, though. So Minnesota over Green Bay, they're 5-0. They play the Jets week 5.
I got the Vikings.
Over the Jets?
Yes, the Jets. Yeah.
Then they play Detroit the next week.
Yeah,
I think that's the one they lose.
They lose to Detroit. That's at home, though. That's at Minnesota.
I think they might fall to Detroit.
And then they have the Rams in L.A. the next week.
And they got Rams.
And their schedule kind of tapers out from there. Indianapolis, Jacksonville, Tennessee, Chicago. How about Chicago today? That team sucks. Caleb Williams looks fucking terrible. Yeah. I was hesitant to say it through weeks 1 and 2, but I mean he looked god awful today. Granted, the numbers, he had put up a big game from a numbers perspective, but just watching that game today was dreadful.
They had a hell of a chance to win that game. I don't think
Yeah, I don't know. Whoever is the problem, I don't think it's anybody though, because all those coaches got fired, so. I don't know what the problem is, but Indianapolis should not have won that game. Anthony Richardson looks god-awful as well. That was a battle of two shitty sticks. I mean, that was like two Civics. That was two 98 Civics just ramming into each other in a Walmart parking lot. That's what that game was. What?
You saw that first interception?
Was that the one in the red zone? The one on like the goal line?
Yes.
Yeah. The little shovel pass to the DB.
Dude, real quick, kind of off topic. The Houston game, who was the backup quarterback that came in for CJ Stroud?
Nick Mullins?
That was the backup?
Yeah, that was Nick Mullins, former Niner.
Well, he's fucking horseshit. sorry, excuse my language. It pisses me off. They were in the red zone. They were inside the 10. All four targets went to Nico Collins, and Nick Mullins missed every single damn throw. I needed that for my fantasy. Four targets in the end zone, back-to-back-to-back, all towards Nico Collins, and he all overthrew, off to the side. Like, he's just terrible, man. And I feel bad for his kids, his wife. That they have to be a boy. Like, he's just terrible, dude. Like, that was ridiculous. That was ridiculous. He had four targets in the end zone, all to the same person, and you can't get it on the dot once.
He moved down the field a little bit after CJ left the game.
Oh, yeah, but when it came to the end zone, four throws and Nico Collins and not a single completion.
Yeah. Nick Mullins had a sneaky year last year, though. Former 49er, too. How about Deshaun Watson today losing to the G-Men? Giants get their first win. Malik Nabers looks
Giants?
Real.
That was crazy. Yeah, Malik Nabers, he's nice. That dumb catches he made was crazy.
Yeah, first touchdown catch was ridiculous.
Like, he had to go, like, he did that. He caught that ball because he, like, Daniel Jones overthrew it. But he just made it, like, I don't know how he made it to catch, but. Shit. Daniel Jones played good today. And what's crazy is, my Dolphins lost, the Panthers and the Giants won. So I'm like, bruh.
Did Daniel Jones play good or did Malik Nabers play better and just made Daniel Jones look good? Malik even said on that one sideline jump ball where Malik went up from behind and took it, that it was underthrown and he thought it was going to be a pick, so he just went to defend, and it just kind of landed in his hands. Malik Nabers may be saving Daniel Jones.
The Giants, you think the Giants can beat the Cowboys on Thursday?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see because Singletary looks nice. He can run the ball, so.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Cut his mic. We're not talking about Devin Singletary. let's see. What else? Eagles squeak by past the Saints. The Saints look like a real team until they lost this game. Devontae Smith went down.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Let me ask you. All right. So you know Carson Wentz, if 2017 got, he would have got MVP if he never got injured, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you saw when he came back, 2018, 2019, that's when all the injuries started happening. And they basically blamed him. But what I'm saying is, I think if he would have had the weapons that Hurts had, he could have took them to the Super Bowl. What you think?
If Carson Wentz was the Eagles quarterback?
If he had the weapons that the Eagles have now.
I think you can put a good majority of semi-par to mediocre quarterbacks in history with this Eagles system, and they'll succeed to some degree. But I think it's all capped with that Italian fella at the coach, as the coach. But
Nick Sirianni?
Yeah. But I think you could put mostly any mediocre quarterback through history into this Eagles offense. Saquon looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
That Giants HBO Hard Knock shit is aging like milk.
Yeah.
Where they traded him.
That's exactly what it is. He got a shitty situation, went to a better team, and now he's just blossoming there.
I told people, once he leaves, he's about to go on a CMC run.
Yeah, CMC's laying on the couch right now. On the IR, on the fantasy team.
I heard he's driving Caltrain right now.
Say it again?
I heard CMC's driving Muni right now.
Seems he's not in the media right now?
No, he's driving the Muni right now.
Driving the media right now?
The Muni, you fucking... Never mind.
I can't hear you.
No, never mind. Joke's dead. It's murdered. God. It's dead. It's buried. The Broncos taking down Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Nix.
You think they're frauds?
Who, Tampa?
They're going to actually be killed. The Bucks.
I think they're permanently frauds.
Really?
Yeah, I think Brady got their only good season out of them. Yeah, this season, this team is capped. You can expect this for the next decade. Losing to Denver at home by 19. Really just got outplayed from the first whistle. Baker Mayfield looked fucking terrible. Bo Nix looked decent. I don't know. Carolina taking, that's really an interesting one. Because is that Andy Dalton just showing that it wasn't Carolina's offense and it is Justin Fields? Or was it just a fluke, the stars aligned, and Andy Dalton got to fucking shine in the desert?
Running back had 115 yards. Hubbard.
Chuba?
Hubbard, he had 114 yards rushing.
Damn.
What did Andy end the day on? What did Andy end the day with? He had...
I don't know what's going on.
He had 319 and 3 touchdowns.
Jeez.
This is what I thought the Raiders would be like all season.
Did he throw 3 touchdowns in the first half?
Yeah, he had 3 touchdowns in the first half. So essentially won the game in the first half.
Yeah, he won that touchdown.
Is Bryson trash or?
That's what I'm saying. Is that the Carolina offense is good and Andy Dalton just showed that, and Bryce Young is shitty, or is it, like I said, the stars aligned and the moon?
Maybe it's just the Raiders.
It could have just been the Raiders. Maybe the Raiders didn't have enough. Maybe there wasn't enough felons in the building today, and they just couldn't. There wasn't enough. residual power to get the Raiders to win a football game. And since there wasn't any felons, they lost by 14 to Carolina. It was just a bunch of librarians. What?
Next week they can see. I mean, that's a somewhat decent team. So if they can pull that off, I think Carson Wentz might be the new face of the Panthers. They can bring the shit around.
Carson Wentz or Andy Dalton?
I mean, Andy Dalton.
I mean that you could. It's like fucking Mad Libs. You could insert a couple names into that sentence. It doesn't really matter. I believed you, whoever you said.
The Panthers, Andy Dalton is the real thing,
he is not the real fucking thing. He's 46.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, if Andy Dalton, he's not the real thing, but if Andy Dalton can switch up this Panthers, he has an easy schedule. He has the Bengals, then the Bears, Falcons, Commanders, Broncos, and then Saints, Giants, Chiefs. Like, but at least the next five games is pretty manageable for them. Bengals, Bears, Falcons, Commanders, and Broncos.
Are you really on my doorstep selling Carolina Panthers stock?
I'm just saying, if Andy Dalton, if it wasn't a fluke, there wasn't enough felons, blah, 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 that. If Andy Dalton can really turn around this Panthers team, he does have an easy schedule coming up for him to show that.
I don't see them beating the Bears. Andy Dalton's gonna have to put up 350. That Bears defense isn't terrible. That Bears defense isn't terrible. Caleb Williams doesn't look great at all.
Is it the Bears?
Why are they talking about him? I think there's too much invested in him. The media doesn't allow it yet. It's censored to talk bad about Caleb Williams so far. They're capping it off. You only can say good things about Caleb. Let's see. Malik Willis handling business. Is Will Levis, Mr. Mayonnaise. What's going on in Tennessee?
Got rid of Tannehill. Letting Malik Willis go. I don't really think they gave him a chance.
Is that Tennessee's downfall when they let Malik Willis walk out the door?
No. You gotta give him a chance. You gotta give him a chance of playing. They ain't really giving him a chance.
Yeah, for six carries, he had 73 rushing yards.
Malik looks good, and Will Levis looks terrible. I don't know if anybody is. Can we bring up the numbers on NFL players and their career statistics after a mayonnaise contract? Does that benefit or hurt NFL stock?
Say that again.
How many other NFL players, what their statistics are career-wise after they've signed a major contract with a mayonnaise company?
Oh, that's why they kept bringing up mayonnaise. I was like, what the hell did you keep bringing up mayonnaise?
Oh, you guys don't know about that? I'm the only one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Will Levis has a massive deal. Let me look it up. Will Levis has a huge sponsorship deal with mayonnaise. Will Levis, hold on guys, I got it, don't worry. Mayo, yeah, he's got a cologne named out, a cologne. Because he said he drinks mayo or some nasty shit. And they're like, wow, somebody likes it. They didn't release how much it was. But yeah, he's got a big sponsorship with mayonnaise. Is that maybe the downfall?
Should have signed with Heinz ketchup. That's what it is. Okay.
Colin, Cowboys
Super Bowl. What happened to that? What are you thinking about that?
About my Cowboys stock? I was waiting to get through the games to get to panic selling or getting to buy and sell. But if we're getting straight to it, Cowboys, I think Dak, did we hear Dak walking out of the tunnel said, what did he say? Anybody know?
He said, "Oh, don't like,
jump
don't
off the ship off or now, something like that."
You can hop off now. Don't hop off now, like to bandwagons or whatever like that.
Yeah.
Guys, you can't be saying all this shit, bro. Like, stop trying to play this role that you're not. You know, like, just play football. What you're doing is just.
Dak's playing football, though. I don't know if does the fault fall on the Dak or is just the defense fucking miserable?
I'm not even going to lie. It's the defense, and I'm going to say this. I don't even think they probably going to make the playoffs because they play the Giants, and they got to win that. Then they play the Steelers, the Lions, the 49ers, the Falcons, the Eagles, and the Texans. I don't know if they're really going to make the playoffs.
Dallas, that's a good.
That defense.
Defense
is ass. CD Lamb
thinks he's Justin Jefferson when he really not. He would
get locked up all day. Yeah,
4 receptions
or 6 or 7 yards. That's your guy. Like, come on, dude. Like, that's crazy.
I think.
That's the team you say you were going to the Super Bowl. You said they
were
going to the Super Bowl.
I think, you know, we could see a little. I don't know. I'm not hitting the panic button yet. It's tempting. I'm not selling yet. I'm holding for probably 2 more weeks. But the Cowboys always kind of do this shit. But I just think the cards will kind of line in their favor this postseason once it's January. I think you have a good point, though. That schedule's tough. Who do they play against? Say it one more time.
They play against the Giants next. They can win that.
So that's a win.
They play
the Steelers in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I don't think they're on that.
I'm taking Dallas. Give me Dallas. Cause
that's the defense. And Najee Harris is going to run all through that defense.
No. Give me Dallas.
They can beat the Lions, probably.
They play the Lions in Dallas?
Yeah, they can
probably. Yeah, the Lions are kind of stalling right now. I don't know how I feel about the Lions.
The 49ers.
What'd you say, Mikey?
I want to go to another team after this.
But. Xavier, what'd you say? Who do they play?
Then they play the 49ers.
Where's that game? Is that in Dallas or is that in Santa Clara?
Santa Clara.
That's going to be a good game. Yeah. It depends who's going to suit up for the Niners. If it was like today, give me Dallas by 30. I have a feeling like Dak's going to hit this like weird like ninth gear and just take like MVP form. Like Dak's going to just fucking take off all of a sudden. 170-yard games from CD every week. Yeah, if it's – so they play Detroit, the Niners, yeah. Give me Dallas.
I mean, Jordan Mason's going to run over that team. Hopefully, we'll have our players back. Like, Jordan Mason will run all over them. You got too many weapons out there. You just found out what Juwan James can do. Like, you have to add Juwan James into that mixture now. Debo, Brandon Ayuk, Juwan James, George Kittle, Jordan Mason, Kyle Juszczyk.
But you got to think about it, though. Like, today, they were passing the ball more in. If you think about it, he could block, so that's probably why they keep him in the game, because he could block it, but I don't know.
That's good. You're paying $140 million for a guy to block? That's good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he can't catch it, so.
They've got him just out there telling him to set the edge, just giving up on throwing Brandon the ball. Just say, Brandon, set the edge there for us. Nothing more.
Yeah, just block. Just go out there and block.
just go out there and block. How about the Ravens? Lamar's 21-1 against NFC teams. What?
Well, I mean, I'm saying, what did I say about Juwan James? I told you this in like week one, I think it was. Like, you know, he's the real deal. But no one
wanted
to believe
him. I always knew he was nice.
I'll give you that.
Tennessee.
I'll give you that. I'll eat my words on Juwan Jennings. I did kind of slander his name to some degree. So,
yep.
I'll give you that one.
He's really like that. He really likes that. He's always been
like that.
He's nice.
Start him in fantasy next week if you're that confident, though.
Nah, I don't have him. But
yeah. Yeah, I think he's a free agent. You can probably get him. Last game of the week. Yeah, I was about to say Chiefs-Atlanta. Anybody watch that game fully? I watched that game snap, first snap to end.
No, I did not.
Xavier?
I watched a little bit of it.
I mean, there's nothing really to say about the Chiefs. Pat Mahomes, he does look a little erratic still. It looks somewhat uncomfortable. I don't know what's causing that, but there is kind of a sense of unnecessary urgency that's creating some ducks over the middle. Through another pick, Jesse Bates is really good, though, so give credit to Jesse Bates on that one, but that was kind of a cookie from Patrick. But I think Atlanta didn't look too bad. I think it all is Kirk, though. I think if Michael Penix was playing for the Atlanta Falcons tonight, they would have won that game. If Michael Penix was suited up for the Atlanta Falcons tonight, they would have beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
You think?
Yes.
He has not played an NFL snap.
I don't give a damn, man. Kirk kept him in that game, but a lot of those throws were elementary. You have the one to Kyle Pitts, I'll give you that. But I don't know. I think there wasn't a single time in that 60 minutes where I was sitting there watching and thought, wow, that was a great Kirk Cousins play. That Achilles injury really, I think, just did a number on him. He just does not look like he's comfortable. He doesn't look like he can. I don't know. It's just put Michael Penix in the game at this point because he is limiting that offense. Kirk Cousins is putting a cap on that offense. He can't step up in the pocket. That's really the main issue, is you send a little bit of pressure and you essentially have a sack. Because Kirk just can't step up in the pocket. There was at least three times I can remember just where clear as day to just step up in the pocket and might as well, you know, arguably take 4 or 5 yards on a little scramble. Takes half a step up in the pocket, realizes he can't move, and then he goes down. I don't know, man. You put Michael Penix, you put somebody dynamic in that Atlanta offense. Bijan is just like a damn Ferrari in a garage. They can't get him going justifiably. That offensive line kind of sucked. Drake London looks good.
31 yards. That's crazy.
What was it?
Xavier, what is it? 16 carries for 31 yards Bijan Robinson had.
Yeah, I mean, he couldn't really get anything going. I think it was more the fault of the offensive line.
Yeah. Xavier Worthy, he got a lot of run routes. He depends on his speed too much. All right, you get it, you fast, bro. Like, you got to go run some routes to catch the ball. Or he probably need to learn how to, I don't know. But Rashee Rice played good.
Yeah, I was about to say, Rashee looked phenomenal. I felt like that was an easy one coming into the season, and a lot of people playing fantasy were kind of underrating him. It's like you have Pat Mahomes coming off a Super Bowl, and you have his number one wide receiver coming off a really good rookie campaign. Rashee Rice is the real deal. I don't know why he was slept on so hard coming into this season. But he looks phenomenal. You could have argued that the first couple matchups were just a defense, and Rashee got kind of just in terms of just coming over the middle. It wasn't too difficult in terms of the defense that they were playing, but 4 weeks or 3 weeks in a row now, this is certified. This is going to be for the next 15 games. Rashee's going to be doing this all the way into January.
Let me ask you a question, because the Chiefs' next games are Chargers, Saints, 49ers, Raiders, and Buccaneers. How else do you have playing now?
Give me all five, because they've only stuttered. They're only stuttering because of Pat. If Pat doesn't stutter, that team is unbeatable right now, I think. That defense looks phenomenal. Pat is just stuttering just a little bit. He's not firing on all cylinders yet. So give me the Chiefs in all five of those.
Yeah, I'm ready for the Niners, man. I want to see that. I want to see them.
Yeah. I think the Saints and the Niners are going to be close games for the Chiefs. That's where he's going to give him the hardest.
I think we haven't seen full form Patrick Mahomes yet. I think we've only seen like 70% Patrick Mahomes. We're going to see a Pat turn around with this team once he I don't know. I think Kansas City's going to be really good this year. Pacheco going down sucks, though. I think, honestly, that is going to force Pat to throw. Like, seeing him throw the ball tonight was kind of like vintage Pat. Because he's had a decent running, but he's had Pacheco for, the last two seasons now, three seasons. It kind of took a lot of reliance on him to throw the ball off. So now that he has that back on his shoulders to throw the ball, it's nice to see. I think this team's going to be really good.
Yeah, they've shown that they're good, so.
Who'd you say they play, though, Xavier, again? It was New Orleans, the Niners.
Chargers, New Orleans.
Chargers, yeah.
I mean, Chargers.
Yeah, Raiders.
Give me the Chiefs in all five. Give me the Chiefs against anybody at this point. I would have said Houston before coming into this week, but after today, I'm definitely not. So as of right now, I'm definitely not a chance going to say give me Minnesota or even put Minnesota in a game with Kansas City. But if Minnesota is my...
I don't think the Texans can beat Kansas City or Kansas City.
You don't think who can beat who where?
I don't think the Texans could beat the Chiefs in Kansas City.
I don't think the Texans could beat the Chiefs anywhere right now.
Yeah, I don't see them beat the Chiefs.
They could play on Mars.
They beat the Raiders, though.
I think the Chiefs are going to end up winning the Super Bowl again. No team really looks that good. Like, there's no team where you're like, damn, that's a good football team right now. Besides Kansas City. And that's with a deplenished, not, I wouldn't say deplenished Patrick Mahomes, but more of like a not fully there yet. Give him two more weeks to hit mid-season stride.
I don't know, because Kelsey's not even playing.
Yeah, and I feel like part of that's on Pat. He just doesn't look. I think the whole Taylor Swift thing is just fucking him over.
Yeah, how the fuck?
I don't know. I'm just going to figure out some way to blame her. But, yeah, because he just doesn't. It doesn't look. It's like, who is this guy? Who is it? He's acting now. I think he's just got too much shit on the side.
Yeah, old.
The best athletes are like the rookies that are broke because you have that ambition and drive. Travis Kelce's acting in movies, getting makeups done. He has no desire to go get hit on a 35-yard slant across the middle. He has no need or desire. He's dating the richest woman in the world. There's no ambition to go get hit.
That's crazy.
Am I wrong? Would you go put your health and safety on the line if you had Taylor Swift at home, her bank account, that money? Not to say that money's all that, but I'm just saying, like, are you really going to – is it worth it to get out there and get blindside blocked on a special teams punt?
No, he's not going to –
He's going to be great either way. You know what I'm saying?
I think he's just going through the motions now. It's like Sunday league for him at this point.
Who do you got tomorrow?
Wait, before we go to the mall pick, I want to see, are these is the Seattle Seahawks pretenders or contenders?
Pretenders.
3-0 to start off the season.
Yeah, they should have lost to the Patriots. Who'd they even play today? Oh, they played the Dolphins. Pretenders. They played the Dolphins with nobody. They played the Dolphins with Skylar Thompson at quarterback. He may be, in terms of, and I sent that text in the group chat earlier. In terms of NFL quarterbacks, he may be the worst active rostered quarterback in the NFL.
No, I think 100%.
Like, he may be number one because he looked awful. But Seahawks are pretenders. Before we get into tomorrow, though, I just real quick want to touch on buying and selling. Who is our – we'll start with Xavier. Who's your biggest buyer after this week? Who are you buying the most on?
I'm not even going out with the Vikings. Yeah, the Vikings.
I was going to say, I feel like there's one clear answer.
Yeah, the Vikings.
Go ahead, sell it, Xavier. Sell it.
And, we're selling. To be honest, the 49ers.
I was going to say the exact same thing. Beautiful. Perfect.
Like, I'm being like, for real, like, I don't see them, like, really doing anything. Because it is injuries. It's really injuries with them.
Yeah.
Like, it's
so your biggest buyer is Minnesota. I like that. It's a good answer.
I mean, they always find a way to get to it. Like, they always find a way. So they might go crazy in, like, the second half of the season or something. But right now, I don't know.
We're jumping ship week three. Say that again, Mikey.
No, I just said yeah, but I mean, I have some buys and sells in fantasy form.
Go ahead. Preach. We need to start touching more on fantasy. So go ahead.
Wait. Before you go, I changed my answer. I forgot about the Eagles. My bad.
No, go ahead.
My bad. The Eagles. I'm selling the Eagles.
You're selling
me. Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
Eagles,
get
that team will ever be good again.
Really? It's that bad?
The only good thing is
yeah.
Yes.
Once Jalen Hurts is out there, that team, once Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni, whatever his name is, once they're out of there, that team will be better.
No, it's all on Nicholas Pepperoni there. Once they get Nicholas Pepperoni out of that job and it's back to a normal head coach, I think Jalen Hurts will come back in a normal form. It's not Jalen Hurts' fault.
Sure. I don't know, man.
No.
What's your
Mike, go ahead.
Wait, with buy and sell fantasy-wise?
Yeah.
All right, so buy Sam Darnold, you know, he's proven that he can really be something in this league. He could be that quarterback. I don't know. In Minnesota, they can go a long way with Sam Darnold right there. I didn't have faith. I'll be honest. I did not have faith week one. You know, I didn't have faith in that. I didn't get Justin Jefferson because of that. You know, I didn't think he could do that. But he's proven that he's a great quarterback. He's perfect in that system. He fits very well. He dropped 23 points like it was nothing, man. He's a great quarterback. I like him. By Juwan Jennings, who knows how long Deebo Samuel's going to be out for. It'll be a while, but he's proven that he will be that number one wide receiver as long as Deebo's out. And with Brandon Ayuk right there, Brandon Ayuk, $140 million man, he was there, but it all went to Juwan Jennings. So I think by Sam Darnold and Juwan Jennings and sell Michael fucking Pittman.
I told you before the draft. I told you about Michael Shipman.
Sell Michael Pittman. I don't know what
happened, the clip.
What's going on over there. I don't know. Michael Pittman, he's just shit. He's garbage. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's Anthony Richardson or what, but he is hot fucking garbage. Drop him for a fucking safety if you have a safety. he is hot fucking shit.
Any more drops? Who else? Let's get some more fantasy takeaways from Mikey on a Sunday evening.
Drops. You know, not drop, but I was thinking about trading away Chris Olave, but after today's game, I think it gives him more thought to trade him away. Like, he could be number one receiver over there, or show him he's back into the mix. So, if you're Chris Olave, maybe trade him away now. You know, show him that he has some stock into the league. So
you're shipping Olave?
Yeah, he's good. But
who are you realistically taking for Olave?
I mean, I don't know. You have to probably throw in another person in there in the mix to get a good trade away. But I don't know. This would be a good time to trade away Chris Olave, I would think.
Chris Olave is on the move. So you don't, does that mean you don't have stock or faith in the Saints, or you do?
I mean, I do have faith in the Saints, but I think it might not always be through Chris Olave.
You got real concerns about Rashid Shaheed?
I mean, he probably might be the number one, honestly.
Rashid Shaheed, ladies and gentlemen, is the number one wide receiver in Baton Rouge.
What do you think?
No, it's Chris Olave, 100%.
You think it's Chris Olave?
Yeah. Rashid Shaheed wears number 22, and I think that says all we need to know, considering he plays wide receiver. And there's no 0% chance that a wide receiver wearing the number 22 is going to succeed.
It's a fucking number.
So, yeah, for that very reason, give me Chris Olave 100 times.
That's my trade, you know. That's just what I got for
now. Who's your buy-sell for teams, though, like as a collective, as an entirety?
Sell Cowboys. They're fucking shit. They're not going to do anything, honestly.
We're jumping ship on the Cowboys after 3 weeks?
I mean, I've been jumped the ship.
I was going to say, were you ever on the ship? I don't think you ever left land.
No, I was never on a ship. You know, I missed.
Did you buy a ticket at least and maybe just rain checked the whole thing or just never even bought a ticket?
Didn't even buy a ticket, man.
Didn't even buy the ticket. Didn't even entertain it. I didn't take that. Didn't even entertain the entire process. No stake in Cowboys football. Wow.
Yep, sell the Cowboys, sell the Eagles.
I don't know if I can get down with the Eagles slander entirely. I'm not going to lie. Like, it's kind of like a Niner. Not everyone. It's not as bad as the Niners, but you lose A.J. Brown. Devontae Smith, if he's out for a considerable amount of... Ugh, fuck. If Devontae Smith is out for a considerable amount of time, then maybe I can get in on some Eagles slander. That concussion looked pretty nasty today. I don't know if anybody else saw that. Very extracurricular.
Did he add weight?
What happened?
Did he need to add weight?
No, I don't think that's his fault. That was just a dirty hit. That play was over. But if he's out for a good amount of time, then maybe. But most likely it'll just be at very most 2 weeks. So I'm not fully sold on the Eagles yet.
I think every time I see him play, it's like the feeling like really be trying to hurt this dude. Like everybody be trying to like murder this dude on the field. Like every defender be trying to hit this nigga man hard.
You're talking about Jalen Hurts?
No, Devontae Smith.
Oh yeah, I think he does have kind of a target on him for that reason.
Yeah, hell yeah. He's mad small.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That concussion looked pretty nasty.
I mean, if A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith is both out...
That's when you can sell me on the... That's when you can sell me. If you caught me, like...
I mean, what?
Caught me in the elevator on the way to somewhere and was like, hey, sell all your Eagles stock. Devontae Smith is out for 4 weeks. A.J. Brown's out for 4 weeks. Then maybe you could get me if you caught me in that moment. But it's all contingent on... If A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are both back on the field by week 5, then I'm holding on to the Eagles for now.
Yeah.
I think my biggest seller after this week is, I mean, I can't say the Niners because I never owned. Can't own what you don't sell, or can't sell what you don't own. It's not going to be the Cowboys yet. It's close. I was so high on the Cowboys, I can't sell them yet. I have some decency and self-respect to hold on to my word. But it just may be. I'm looking through these teams and there's nobody I was higher on. And in terms of outcome, the Cowboys, Cowgirls, I don't even know what to call them, the Cow Days, whatever you want to call them. They're just it's not clicking, it's not working, it's not going the right way. Something's going wrong. Is it the running backs? Maybe. You have Rico Doodle, 44-year-old Zeke Elliott. That could be the problem if you look into the running back room. If Mike McCarthy's sitting there waiting for the... Go ahead.
I thought they signed Dalvin Cook.
I don't know if Dalvin Cook has sniffed that practice facility yet. I haven't heard a peep about Dalvin so far. So...
Here you go, man. I don't get that room.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Jerry. Did we see that Ocho Cinco live stream clip?
No.
Anybody else see that?
No.
Yeah. interesting concept there from Jerry.
Oh, what Jerry was saying? I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, you saw that in Jerry's scouting reports?
Yeah, that's...
Who's Jerry got doing the scouting down there in Dallas? It's Damien. I think it may be Dallas. It hurts to say, but my biggest seller is probably going to be Dallas. They look horrible. That defense couldn't stop a nosebleed. Lamar was just doing silly shit the entire night. Lamar runs in such like a elegant and like profound way that it doesn't even look like he's going 100%. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he just glides through defenses, just no problem. And he was just carving through Dallas. That there was nothing they could do. That game was over in the first quarter. They did almost come back though, so it brings back that point about how Baltimore and Lamar can't close out football games. But for the first three quarters, that game was not even a question. Derrick Henry finally had one of those Derrick Henry games, and it was fitting, I think, that it was against the Cowboys. But Yeah. I don't know. Anybody else have any? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think until Jerry Jones retires, the Dallas Cowboys is gonna be the same old team because he obviously stuck in the old league, and they need some changes around there. They need somebody that actually knows what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, no offense to Jerry Jones, he might be on the way out soon anyway, so that could be coming up in the near future.
Wow.
He even said himself, Jerry Jones even said himself. He said, I know I don't have my time, so I want to be here to see my team in the Super Bowl. And, you step down, bro. You got all the money in the world, man.
I have a comment to that. I have no evidence to support this. I just feel like it was fitting. But what are the odds that Uncle Jerry was at a Diddy party? And then Jerry Jones has to step down as the owner of the Cowboys because he was spotted at numerous Diddy parties.
I don't think you'll see Jerry Jones at a Diddy party, but in the event that comes out, he might be stepping down.
I could see it, I think. I think I could see Uncle Jerry at a Diddy party. Let's see if I can find a picture of that. Let's look up Diddy Jerry Jones.
White party?
What?
Did he go to the white party? What's it called? Whiteout party? Or?
Yeah, with Michael Rubin. So that's what I'm saying. So he's like Diddy by association.
I mean, no, Robert Kraft goes to those.
Okay, too far, too far. Shut it down. Cut his mic. Cut his mic. Show's over.
I don't think.
Sports stock September 22nd's over. Mike, you ruined it. You ruined it. You made a Robert Kraft joke. Cut him off. Any closing remarks, gentlemen? If you had to make one case.
Who y'all have tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, we got to say that real quick. Just quick predictions. Just elevator predictions. We got Jacksonville and the Bills. Give me the Bills. Cincinnati and the Commanders. Give me Cincinnati. Boom.
Bills and let me take the Commanders. I want to go the other way. Let me take the Commanders.
Okay, fair. I did that with Atlanta last week and it worked out. Okay, so Mikey just, you heard it here first. Folks. Mikey's going both ways now. So, we'll end it on that one. Thank you for tuning in to Porch. Or Xavier, you have anything else to say? Mikey's mic is turned off.
Is Higgins playing this week?
Is who?
T. Higgins.
Good question. Not sure. Let's look it up. Ask the information guy. That's why we need a hire here at Porch Talk if anybody's interested in being the information guy. And we just cut to you for a cheeky Google search. We can't pay you yet, but you'll get good karma if you feel like doing it. T. Higgins said he feels great 2 days ago. It looks like he's going to be playing. It looks like T's playing.
Oh, yeah, they're winning by 40.
Yeah, I don't think that game's going to be close at any point. Cincinnati's overdue a get-back game.
Commanders have no offense.
T. Higgins' mom's name is Lady Stewart. That's a pretty cool name.
Lady Stewart.
That's a cool name.
The Bills are about to wreck the Jags.
Hold on. It's. Oh, wait. Is that? Oh, no. Yeah. Lady Stewart. Yeah, it's the Bills in Cincinnati tomorrow. There's no question. That's a really cool name. Shout out to Lady Stewart. Yeah, we need to get Lady Stewart on the Porch Talk. Come on and talk about. You ever seen that guy that does the Cincinnati TikTok videos with the girls? You know what I'm talking about?
I can't say that I have.
Yeah, you have. He does the dances in his driveway. I think he's a postman.
Don't think I have.
It's okay. We'll call it there. Thank you for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. Porch Talk, September 22nd. It'll be the Bills, and it will be Cincinnati tomorrow evening. Start Jamar Chase. Have a good night.
Go Niners.
Go Niners. It's fading out. You have anything to say, Xavier?
Robert Kraft at the Michael Rubin party.
Robert Kraft was not there. Plead the fifth. Robert Kraft was at church. Goodbye.
Yeah. What does Mike Lee